outline of my magnum opus. So much still to be done. I'm an old man.
You study history, I understand.
Ah, yes, my book is an analysis of documents found in the Coptic monasteries of Syria and Egypt. It will strike at the very foundations of revealed religion.
But your reading is not entirely confined to the past. I notice from your shelves you keep abreast of contemporary fiction as well. Crime and Punishment, Anna Karenina. Mm. You enjoy Russian literature as well as Russian cigarettes.
No, I divert myself with novels. I do not always enjoy them. Have you read Anna Karenina, Mr. Holmes? A shameful book. The so-called heroine is shallow and worthless and a faithless wife. I could not be bothered to finish reading it.
Forgive me, but I wonder, might I trouble you for another cigarette?
Oh, dear me, you are an even quicker smoker than I am myself.
I am a connoisseur. Thank you.
No doubt you have many questions to ask me, Mr. Holmes. Am I to be subjected to a cross-examination?
I shan't trouble you long, Professor, since I understand you were in bed when the crime was committed and can tell me nothing about it. But just let me ask you this. What do you imagine the young man meant when he breathed his last words, "The Professor, it was she"?
Oh, my dear sir, Tarleton is a country girl with the usual stupidity of her class. Smith may have babbled some incoherent words. She has twisted them into that meaningless message.
So, you have no explanation of the tragedy?
Possibly an accident. Or perhaps between ourselves, you understand, suicide. Young men have their secret troubles. An affair of the heart, perhaps, that we never suspected.
But the eyeglasses.
No. We are aware, are we not, that love objects may take strange shapes? A fan, a glove, a pince-nez? Who knows what may be treated as a token when a lover puts an end to his life? No, I feel certain Willoughby Smith met his fate at his own hand.
Yes. And one more question, Professor. What are the documents you keep locked in the bureau?
Oh, nothing to interest anyone but myself. Family papers, souvenirs of the past, letters from my poor wife. But here's the key. You may examine it for yourself.
The key? Oh, yes. Thank you, Professor, but I hardly think that would help me. Mm. I apologize for having trespassed upon your time. We shan't disturb you for a while. At 2 o'clock, we'll come back and report to you upon any further developments. Before I go, I would enjoy another of those excellent cigarettes.
By all means. It's a pleasure to see how you appreciate them.
Oh, fresh air at last. By my word, Holmes, I've never known you to smoke so many cigarettes. One was enough for me.
It was not for my pleasure, I assure you. They might help to unravel the mystery.
Ah, you mean the cigarettes were a clue of some sort?
Well, it's possible that I'm completely mistaken. If so, there's no harm done. We have the opticians to fall back on. But I'd like to take a short cut when I can. Ah, the excellent Mrs. Marker.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I've been preparing luncheon for you in the dining room. It's only a cold collation, some roast beef and salad, but you're very welcome.
That's more than kind of you. I'm sure Dr. Watson will do it justice, though I fear I'm not very hungry. I've been smoking too much.
Not as much as the Professor, I hope, sir. He puffs away like a chimney, all day and half the night as well. When I take in his breakfast of a morning, you'd think it was a London fog. And sometimes he's that cantankerous. But I shouldn't say that. I know it's his illness makes him awkward now and then.
And I suppose he eats next to nothing.
Well, he's variable, as you might say.
I'll wager he took no breakfast this morning, and I dare say he won't be able to face lunch either.
You're wrong there, sir. He ate a very hearty breakfast today and ordered a remarkably big lunch, too.
Wow.
It quite surprised me. I mean, what with poor Mr. Smith and all, I don't know how he can bear to look at food. Oh, by the way, sir, I've taken the liberty of asking Inspector Hopkins if he'd care to join you for luncheon. I hope you won't have any objection.
Oh,
The ticket collector reported for work promptly at 12 noon, Mr.